And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
But we have to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. My love.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday,
I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
Sugar baby down the road, she's sitting on a radiant and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on and doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday,
free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
I'll be back.
That's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
I pussy, sit a pelly.
Got it! Red! Bravo! Let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving at my motor again.
Do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy, get a pelt.
That's right.
Okay, well-deserved applause tonight, for sure. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 2nd of August, and it's a Friday, of course. That's when we always do Liberty Lounge. And tonight we're going to play a tribute to a band I've always loved since they were a house band at Miss Kitty's in Buckhead, right north of Atlanta, back in, when was it, 92 maybe, somewhere in there. And I liked them pretty good then. I never realized at the time that they'd turn into what they are now. And I like just about everything they do. We've got quite a few songs. Got some other stuff to blend in with it tonight. Of course, we're talking about Confederate Railroad. And I've just developed a whole new respect and admiration for Confederate Railroad with the their latest statement. You know, we've talked about at least three different, or at least two, and I think three different state fairs, maybe another venue, have canceled Confederate Railroad because of their name and because of the Confederate flag, the battle flag, whatever they call it, that they display so prominently, which as they should. And they've come out with a statement that says they're not about to change their name, and if you don't like it, then don't come listen to it. It's your choice. And I've listened to quite a few of their news press releases and stuff on this, and I'll tell you, I really got a lot of respect for these people, more than I had a month ago, for sure. So, and like I said, I got a few others thrown in here, and I've got a going to have to get in here and try to organize them a little bit while they're playing, because I just had the idea for this. Matter of fact, Amy gave me the idea for this. And so I threw it together kind of quickly, but I think it's going to be fine. So we'll experience just, let me go out. You know, I've done all this talking. I haven't even checked in our little chat room here and see if there's anybody over there. And we do have, thank you, Tebow, 5x5, Pumpkin Cats in there, and the Tinker, AZ Bound just popped out. Maybe he'll be back in a minute, I imagine. Looks like got an anonymous or two in there, so. All right, well, we'll get on with this without further ado then. And like I said, you'll experience just a little bit, a few seconds here of dead air while we're switching over to the other format. And then I'll be back with what we'd plan to do to start with. So stand by just a minute.
Southern rock group Confederate Railroad was part of a lineup of bands that were set to play at the DeCoin State Fair in the state of Illinois on August 27th of this year. However, due to their band's name, the Southern Rock Group was removed, and in just a moment, we will take a look at the band's statement that was just released as of today. But just a quick recap, the decision to pull Confederate Railroad from the lineup has stirred up quite the controversy amongst fans and other artists. One artist being Charlie Daniels, he turned to Twitter and wrote, "This political correctness thing is totally out of control. When a fair cancels the Confederate Railroad band because of their name, it's giving in to fascism, plain and simple, and our freedom disappears piece by piece. Sick of it." And according to John Gross, who is the state fair manager, explained that the Illinois Department of Agriculture was who decided to pull the band because of their name. The decision apparently came after a political blog known as Capital Facts, when they questioned whether it would be appropriate for the group to perform due to their name. John Gross would respond by saying, "While every artist has a right to expression, we believe this decision is in the best interest of serving all of the people in our state." Local media also added that the decision appeared to reflect racial sensitivity concerns. And initially, Confederate Railroad declined to comment on the decision when they were contacted. But now, as of today, the band has released a statement regarding the decision on their website. Lead singer Danny Shirley's statement reads, "As many of you know, we were scheduled to perform at the Illinois State Fair in DeCoin, Illinois on August 27th, along with our friends Restless Heart and Shenandoah. We have since been removed from that show by the Illinois Department of Agriculture because of the name of our band. This was very disappointing, as we have played this fair before and enjoyed it very much. The outpouring of support from Confederate Railroad fans, fans of other acts, and the public in general has been both overwhelming and very much appreciated. I would also like to thank the actors, athletes, and fellow country music artists who have spoken out in support. it has been brought to my attention that several people have asked both Restless Heart and Shenandoah to cancel their shows in protest of our cancellation. I have spoken to both acts and encouraged them to perform as scheduled. Live concerts are how we pay our bills and feed our families. I would never want to see another act lose a payday because of this. Please go out to hear these two great bands. As I have said many times on stage, I am by no means a saint, but I am a man of faith, and I have faith that God will see us through this, as well as whatever comes next. Thank you for your support. This decision to remove Confederate Railroad has definitely created quite the controversy throughout the country music industry and its fans. And even with the release of the band's statement, their website still shows the band scheduled to play the fair for 90s Country Reloaded Day. However, Ticketmaster is still showing no listing for the show. Well, that's all for today's video, guys. Make sure you hit that subscribe button down at the bottom and turn those notifications on for breaking updates.
I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hard, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little longer. Trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom. Showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I dig. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trash side. When they wear their clothes too tight, hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposite attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
You know, when I was a youngin' growing up, the main most sport was marbles. Whatever happened to playing marbles? We'd draw a great big circle in the dirt and put the marbles in the center of the circle, and we'd get out on one knee and we'd come to talk. And we'd shoot that good Aggie, the tall, we called it, at the marbles. And how many of them you knocked out was yours. And you could keep them if your mama didn't find it out. And I remember one time my brother Sonny, he played hooky from school. helped them build a highway one year. And he'd help them work on them old bulldozers. And one day they was working on that bulldozer and they done found some of them steel, Aggie, ball bearings. And we never had seen none of them. And man, he decided he'd come to school with five of them. Oh, and he give me three of them. And when they piled all them marbles in the end of that circle and I got out there with that steel Aggie, boom, man, I done busted up the game. And we had a fella named Ben D. Lauder. He is meaner in school than Marcel Ledbetter was. He was forever more vicious, Ben D. Lauder. I was scared of him as I was a bear. Ben said, I want you to give me one of them steel marbles. I said, I can't do it, Ben. He commenced whooping on me and the bell rung and we run in the schoolhouse. And he's sitting in that little desk. He'd been in the eighth grade eight times. And he'd whisper, I'm going to beat you to death if you don't give me one of them big steel marbles. I didn't know how in the world I was going to get away from Ben. But what I did was ease out of my desk and went back to the back of the room in the study hall like I was cold. And I took two of them big Aggies, them steel marbles, and put them up on top of the stove. And I got them forever more red, scalding hot. And I had me one of them brand new pair, them red rider gloves I had got for Christmas. Had that fringe on the side right there. Oh, had Red Rider's picture up on the top of it right there. Yeah, Santa Claus had done brought them to me. And when them steel Aggies got hot, I mean forever more hot, I went back there with my Red Rider gloves on, and I picked them up right quick and went and put them down on that little trench up at the top of my desk where your pencil went, right there by that hole where your ink bottle is supposed to go. But we never did have no ink. And then when I laid them two hot Aggies up there, I went to the pencil sharpener like I was going to sharpen my pencil. Miss Minnie Stone, the teacher, she had us studying. She just sitting up at her desk. Big Ben seen them Aggies on my desk. He come easing up there, you know, like he wasn't up to nothing where the teacher wouldn't get on him. And he had a right brand new pair of overalls on, and he just kind of squatted down. And that back pocket is open right there, and he took his pencil and just raked them in his back pocket. Just like nothing happened, ease back to a desk and sit down right quick. Ah! Oh! And he started jumping up and down in that desk and he hung in it. He's overgrown anyhow. And Miss Minnie Stone, the teacher, run up there with this big paddle and commenced to beating him. Hush, Ben, what you screaming about? Said, boy, you got ants in your pants. Said, no, ma'am, hot steel balls.
I don't remember ever going hungry. Daddy made sure we didn't do without. I went to school with some of these fellas. They had money and I was jealous. I didn't know then what I know now. Daddy'd say you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. It's what's inside that really matters. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I left home
right out of high school. Got me a big car, thought it was real cool, cruising around the old neighborhood. I'd see Daddy after church on Sunday. Say you'll have to go riding with me someday. Just said no, I never understood. He asked me how I bought it, I told him on credit. Daddy just smiled, I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Taught us that love was the one thing money couldn't buy. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. It took a while, but now I'm grown. Settled down with kids of my own. The more I give them, the more they want. Daddy left us last November. I don't remember him ever looking better. All laid out in his Sunday best. I'm sure instead of all that attention, all he'd have wanted was a few words mentioned. A simple man simply laid to rest. As they drove him away in that big Cadillac, with a tear in my eye, I had to laugh. Cause Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine. Well, just this one, I hope Daddy enjoyed the ride. Cause Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I know my Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. I remember waking in the morning to the sound of roosters crow, mama cooking in the kitchen, and Arthur Godfrey on the radio. Me and Dad were just like strangers. Never did see eye to eye. It came to blows one Sunday morning, so I packed my bags and I said goodbye. And when you leave that way, you can never go back. A train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never owned, oh no. Cause when you leave that way, you can never go home. Then I met a girl in Knoxville, always set our wedding day. Left her standing at the altar with a baby on the way. And when you leave that way, you can never go back. A train won't run on a torn up track. Sometimes I wish I'd never owned, oh no. Cause when you leave that way, you can never go home. Go back one more time. But I killed a man in Houston.
when he caught me with his wife. And I told the preacher man to leave me alone. When he came to read my rights, and he said, son, when you leave this way, you can never come back. A soul won't roll on a torn up track. All through eternity, you'll roll me alone. Cause when you leave this way, you can never come home. All through eternity, you'll roll me alone. Cause when you leave this way, you can never come home. Made a wish upon a star, I could have a brand new car. Got tired of wishing, so I stole one. 17 and knew it all. My dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. So many roads, somehow I chose the wrong one. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I felt trapped most all my life, found new kinds of lows and highs. Never been a husband, but I've had a lot of wives to hold me. Headstrong, stubborn, couldn't be told, like a wild horse that couldn't be rode. A rainbow chaser, hungry for gold, and still searching. But Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know. I wish Mom could see me now, and how I've turned it all around. But lately I've been going down the right road. Life's a picture that you paint, with blues and grays, cans and canes. Heaven knows I'm not a saint, but I know. Jesus and Mama always loved me, even when the devil took control. Jesus and Mama always loved me. This I know.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Since I backed into show business, I have been making above average means. And I never did know how some of the more affluent folks lived. Well, not too long ago, I was invited to do a show for some rich folks at a world-famous resort hotel. Whoo, I got there a day early. Them yachts was tied up in the harbor. Oh! The bellman done met me in a tall hat and had on a clawhammer tail coat. Got my bags and helped me up to my suite, up to my room. I walked in the room. There was some German imported chocolates on a silver tray for Mr. Clower's benefit. They hung up my clothes and put my suitcase up, and man, I'm getting ready to get comfortable because Nebraska and Alabama are going to be playing football on television that afternoon. Oh! I got there half a day early where I wouldn't miss it. And as I went to tip the bellman and handed him the money, I said, "Sir, where is the television at in this room?" "Oh, sir, we don't have television at this world-famous resort hotel." I said, "What?" I said, "Man, they got television at them 888 a night." I said, "Oh, sir, but you don't understand. Our guests come here not to be disturbed by television." I said, "Well, I hope they got sense enough to turn it off if they don't want to watch it." I said, "I'm going to see Nebraska and Alabama play. And you rich folks, I done fell out with y'all already." He said, "Well, the TV room is down close to the lobby." Now, folks, I had to dress, and what I was wanting to do is put on my loose-fitting pajamas. Oh, and fix it where my belly could flop around. Rear back and fix it where that air conditioning unit could blow up this pajama leg and go down that one. And watch Bear Bryant's boys whoop up on Nebraska. But I had to dress and go down in the lobby to watch a Dad Blaine football game. And while I'm down there watching it, it's in the third quarter and it's tied up. In walk four high society women, got them little fancy frizzled britches on. Had on a cute little cap. Each one of them had a tennis racket. And they come walking in and said, "Oh, sir, we're going to switch the television." I said, "Ma'am." I said, "Oh, yes, the Slim Jim tournament is on the other station." Now, some kind of slim was in that. I remember that distinctly. "Ooh, I think it was somebody named Virginia what was in the Slim tournament." "Well, as I remember," she said. "Oh." And I said, "Ladies, I love everybody. But y'all are fixing to read in the morning paper. Big headlines. All the way across the page, grand old opera star and born again Southern Baptist whoops four women at the Rich Hotel."
Took me around the world. things I'd never seen back there on that farm. She set my soul on fire. She fulfilled all my dreams. A boy became a man that night in the arms of the Memphis Queen. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing blue suede shoes.
Sunday morning, the middle of July, the choir was a-singing about the sweet by and by, and everybody was a-swaying, sweating in the heat. We all bowed our heads down as the preacher took his seat. My sister and my brother stood next to my mother in the quiet at the close of the verse. That's when Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. My sister rolled her eyes back. My brother bit his lip. My cousin just behind us whispered, "Hey, who let it rip?" I stuck my face in my shirt sleeve. I stared down at my shoes. Lord, you could hear a pin drop as we stood there in the pew. Heads were a-turning, eyes were a-burning. Mama stuck her nose in her purse after Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He cut the big one. It was a stinker. And he broke the silence with a snicker. And us kids started laughing till we thought we was all gonna burst. After Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. He said the devil made me do it. Mama said it was the liver worst. That's why Daddy cut the big one at the Horn Lake Mississippi Missionary Baptist Church. But
I want you to know that this story is the absolute truth. His little preacher called me up. He said, "Brother Wendy," he said, "I understand that whenever y'all sing in these little country churches, you don't charge no money." And I said, "That's right." And he said, "That's what we got up here. No money." He said, you might not even want to sing in our little old church. He said, we ain't got but 24 members. Whenever we got up there, we found out how come. We plugged our guitars in. We started picking and singing just like we do everywhere. And after two or three songs, just about everybody in that church was up on their feet shouting. We should have known right then we was in an unusual church. You know, folks don't shout much anymore. Now, whenever I was a boy, just about every church my daddy took me to, the women would literally get up and shout their hair down. Nowadays, if they shouted anywhere, they shouted off. But they're shouting in this church. Three ladies and two men shouted themselves right up on the pulpit with us. They got around there behind us shouting. We didn't know what they was doing back there and didn't care till they come out around us. And they come out around us with five of the biggest rattlesnakes I have ever laid my eyes on. They told us after that service was over that the biggest rattlesnake they had in that church was 5 feet long. Honey, the one they brought by me was 27 feet long. They told us after that service was over about old Moses and that rod that turned into a serpent. They told us about that scripture. You didn't write nothing on the walls, did you? I know how you feel. They told us after that service was over about that scripture in the Bible where it says, thou shalt take up the serpent. And they feel like they got the same kind of faith that them folks in the Bible had. And they feel like as long as they're in the faith and as long as they're in the spirit, that rattlesnake ain't gonna bite them. And when they get in the faith and when they get in the spirit, they don't care what they do with them rattlesnakes. That woman that stopped by me, she didn't even know she about to rub that big old ugly thing all over me. She is out of it. Waving that big old rattlesnake around and shouting to the top of her lungs. And you know something? I had a feeling that rattlesnake knew that woman was in the faith. I had a feeling he knew that woman was in the spirit. I had a feeling he knew I wasn't. This is a fact what I'm telling you, my hand. That woman took that big old rattlesnake in her hand, brought that thing right down in her face, and got nose to nose with it, shouting in its ear, daring it to bite her. All at once, I looked over there, and I was eyeball to eyeball with that big old ugly thing. Now, the rattlesnake I'm talking about, not the woman. That old rattlesnake looked over there and saw me. He went, I like to die. This is a fact what I'm telling you with my hand. That woman took that big old rattlesnake in her hand, throwed that thing down on the floor, kicked her shoe off, and put her bare foot on top of his head, and that's a fact. Whenever she throwed that thing down on the floor, missed my foot about that far. I done a shout myself. And she thought I was in the spirit and brought me one up. But I saw right away we had a house full of people and we didn't have but five rattlesnakes. And I want you folks to know that there ain't a greedy bone in my body. I told her, give mine to Geraldine. I looked around there at old Geraldine. She was the color of cotton. She already started dry heaving. And this is a fact what I'm telling you with my hand up. All the way up there, old Geraldine was just about dead with cold. She almost had the flu or something. She nearly didn't even get to go. They got to waving them rattlesnakes around old Geraldine's head. She backed up against that wall just as close as she could get. And I heard her sniffing and snorting back there. And just about the time I turned around and looked, old Geraldine blowed one of them big old snot bubbles. What do you call it? Mucus drainage. See my old sainted mama now. Boy, you better straighten up. I'll slap the mucus drainage out of you. Now I don't forgot where I was. I looked around there at old Geraldine. Old Geraldine said, what in the world are we going to do? I said, just take it easy. Don't panic. I said, just look around and find out where the back door is. She said, I already looked and there ain't none. I said, reckon where do they want one? This is a fact. This is a fact, what I'm telling you with my hand up. Whenever we come in that church, the first thing we notice was some pictures of some people in their casket. On the wall. I've been in a lot of churches, I never have seen no pictures of no people in their casket. On the wall. So whenever that service was over, I walked back there with that preacher. I said, preacher, I want to ask you something. I said, what about these folks here on the wall? He said, Brother Wendy, said, this here's some pictures of some of our people that took up the serpent and then lost their faith. I said, preacher, I got a feeling I'd be in that crowd right there. This lady looked over there at me and said, you mean to tell me if the Lord commanded you to take up the serpent, you wouldn't take him up? I said, yes, ma'am, I surely would. But he didn't, and I ain't.
baby and me. never cried when old Yeller died. She wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. She never stood up for the Star Spangled Banner, and she wasn't a John Wayne fan. Her baby blue eyes had the warning signs. That woman was bad to the bone. She never cried when old Yeller dies. Do you think I'll cry when she's gone? So desperate I answered an ad in the personals, hoping to find me a date. A good-looking, non-smoking, full-figured Leo was looking to find her a mate. We hit it off, we got it on. My love was growing so strong. Then I started seeing a side of that woman I should have seen all along. She never cried when old Yeller died. She wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. She never stood up for the Star Spangled Banner, and she wasn't a John Wayne fan. Her baby blue eyes hit the warning signs. That woman was bad to the bone. She never cried when old Yeller died. So do you think I'll cry when she's gone? I just didn't see the writing there on the wall. Listening to those Buried Man low records was just one of her character flaws. Sometimes she was rude and naturally crude, but this good old boy let it pass. But when she cussed in front of my mom, I told her she could kiss my. She never cried when old Yeller died. She wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. She never stood up for the Star Spangled Banner, and she wasn't a John Wayne fan. Her baby blue eyes hit the warning signs. That woman was bad to the bone. She never cried when old Yeller died. So do you think I'll cry when she's gone? Never cried when old Yeller died.
I remembered to ask Marcel, Uncle Versus' oldest boy, did he have any repercussions from the problem he had had on a beer joint what was located on the county line just about a week before that. What Marcel had done, Marcel didn't like his school, none. He didn't like them teachers, he didn't like them books. Well, Uncle Versus made him stay in school till he was old enough to get his driver's license and bought him a second-hand pulpwood truck. And he quit school and went to hauling pulpwood. Now, Marcel had loaded up his pulpwood truck and had took a load out to Macomb and unloaded it out there on the big box car what was going to the paper company. And he is driving back in the hot of the evening. It's just before sundown. That sun is staring him right in the face, back out to East Fork Community where he lived. Well, now, Amit County is dry. The people are dry. And they had never voted in no kind of alcoholic beverage. But if you want to get a cool one, you have to ride over on the county line where they got a joint. Marcel was coming along there, and he'd had fine Christian teachings. He knowed better than to buy any of them cool beers. But he knew also that they had them big knee-high belly washers, and they was cold. And he wanted one of them so bad. He eased his old pulpwood truck over off the paved highway, Now, all he had on between him and the Lord was just a pair of overalls, that's all. He was barefooted and just his overalls on, that's all. He did have the bottom button on the sides button. The top buttons were. The top buttons was flopping. And he got eased off it, and he put it down in neutral, and he pulled emergency brake up on his truck, and he eased up to this tavern, and he looked through the screen door and said, "Hey!" Man behind the counter in there said, "What you want?" Said, "Would you hand me a cold soda water? You better get away from that door. Go get you a shirt on, get you on some clothes. We don't want the likes of you in here. I ain't coming in. All I want you to do is hand me a cold soda water through the door, and I'll pay you for it, and pay you for the old bottle, and I'll drink it while I'm driving home." There's four fellas sitting around a table there playing this here Blu-ray card game. And one of them said, "Didn't you hear him tell you to get away from that door, you redneck?" Paul Marcel, walking on them gravels out there, went back to his truck and reached over in the toolbox and brought out one of them lightweight McCullough chainsaws. And he reached down and he took a hold to that starting rope. And he walked up to the door of that beer joint and he just stuck the snout of that thing through the screen door. And he reamed him out a hole in that screen door, and he eased it over to the side, and it hung in that screen door. And he held it out up over his head and ribbed it up where all them screen wires and hinges and thing had come loose from it. And then he stepped inside, raced the motor three or four times, and slung that thing at a table and just took off two legs, and a table said, "Whop!" They gave Marcel the beer joint.
I'm up and gone every day at dawn, just working like a regular dog, to keep the woman and the water and the lights and the phone turned on. I've been saying yes, sir, all day at work. I've been saying yes, ma'am, at home. Saving up my cuss words and keeping them under my tongue. I need a little time off bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep too long. I need a little time off bad behavior. It looks like I've been too good for too long. Well, I went to a company party. I didn't even drink enough to get high. I met a preppy little wimp. I should have whipped, but I let him slide. Old Hambone McGraw got the law paid off, dealing blackjack Saturday night. And I could triple my take-home pay if it weren't for my wife. Need a little time off bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep too long. Need a little time off bad behavior. It looks like I've been too good for too long. I got a number on my mind that I've been fighting off the urge to call. A hot hell raising blonde bomb with a southern drawl. Good old boys call collect from Mississippi, said the fishing been a missing me. And I can sure get it up for a smoke and a damn twink. I need a little time off bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep too long. I need a little time off bad behavior. It looks like I've been too good for too long. Said it looks like I've been too damn good too long. I need a little time off bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep too long. I need a little time off bad behavior. It looks like I've been too good for too long.
north on Interstate 75, with a nervous fading beauty sitting by his side, and a pistol that he used to pave the way down the long black stretches of a dark highway. Ray bought his future with a pound of lead, then he robbed a liquor store and left the clerk for dead. That kid should have put the money in a sack, but he didn't, and now there ain't no turning back. He's a desperate rider, he's a Jesse James. The best that he can hope for is a household name. There ain't nobody that a man can trust when all his headlines read notorious. The East Road with the lights off to avoid the roadblock. Ray killed the motor at the county line, changed his Tennessee plates to a lost tag sign. Sheila never asked what the boy had done, but she said she'd be his hostage if he needed one. Her mama raised her to be loyal and true, and she figured that's the least that she could do. She was lost and lonely on midnight ride, reluctant Bonnie to a poor man's flat. It ain't too easy when the man you love has got a reputation that's notorious. It ain't too easy when the man you love has got a reputation that's notorious. Just outside of Knoxville when the lights flashed on, and the siren started howling like hellhound dogs. Rick popped that Firebird into overdrive, just swore he'd never let them take him alive. He was a desperate rider, he was Jesse James. The best he'd ever hoped for was a household name. The morning papers didn't say too much, but his obituary read notorious. The cash will buy his picture, didn't say too much, but his obituary read notorious.
When I was growing up, word got out that the best. When I was growing up, word got out that the best coon hunter in the world was a fellow that lived at East Macomb, Mississippi. And we done sent him word by the mail rider. There ain't no coon dog in the world good as Highball. Don't you ever say or tell nobody that there is. We don't believe it none.
Well, we got us up a little contest. They said, yeah, this feller will catch more coons on a night's hunt than y'all will. Well, he come driving up in his pickup truck to East Fork School. That's where we met. Fella let the end gate down on one of them pickups, and that was a cage, and sitting up in the back of that pickup was a big brown monkey. Marcel said, whoa, look, don't let that thing out. Said he looks, ah, said, keep him in there. Said he looks too much like folks to be getting out of that. You leave him up in that pickup truck. Fella said, y'all don't understand. I use a dog with the monkey. I just want one good tree dog, and I'll show you how to catch more raccoons. The hides are expensive. And I make a good living with that monkey. Coon hunting. Ma says, and I ain't taking my dog with that trashy thing. Clovis said, I'll take old June and we'll go. So all of us followed, and old June hadn't gone very far, and she treed. Now, any coon hunter will know that sometimes a raccoon will get up in a tree and he'll tap the tree, go out on a limb and jump into another tree, go out on a limb and jump into another one, and come down way out yonder. Well, that's the art of being a good coon dog. You circle around, make for sure he ain't tapped the tree, and he's up there if you say he's there. Well, old June treed to turn that monkey loose, had him on a chain, and people, he had a flashlight in his left hand and a pistol in his right hand. And up that tree he went, boogity, 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 right up that tree, went all over the tree, shining that light and had that gun. Looking everywhere. Out on each limb, shining, shining, shining. And what he did, he find the coon and shoot him, and the coon falls out. Well, he hadn't found no coon. Down the tree he come. Thumb cocked that pistol, put it up to old June's head, Clovis his dog, and said, boom, just killed him. Graveyard dead right there. Clovis said, man, what in the world do you mean? That trashy thing has killed my dog. And the fellow what owned the monkey said, Clovis, there ain't but one thing that monkey hates worse than a raccoon, and that's a lying coon dog.
It's been way too long. How's New York and you been getting on? You say it rained for one whole week. Well, let me just tell you, the weather here's been kind of crazy too.
Summer in Dixie, sure been cold. Even when the sun burns hot enough, melt the tar on the road. Way down in my heart, the north wind blows. Summer in Dixie, sure been cold.
Now if Manhattan turns you on, do what you gotta do. Don't worry how I'll make it without you. I'll just sit here on the porch and wait here for a breeze to whisper your name through the willow trees.
Summer in Dixie, sure been cold. Even when the sun burns hot enough to melt the tar on the road, way down in my heart, a north wind blows. Summer in Dixie, it's sure been cold. You know I've never talked about the weather. Even when the sun burns hot enough to
number, honey, right up here. He was tapping on his temple, but the point was clear. He had no intention of ever coming back.
Walks all of me. Where I come from, we still set up with the dead. When I was a boy, there was no exceptions to this. None whatsoever. Nowadays, we done got kind of fancy. The funeral home director may get up at 10 o'clock in the evening and say the funeral home is closed and we'll open back up in the morning at 7 o'clock. Well, we was having a funeral in southwest Mississippi the other day, and that funeral director got up and made that announcement, and Uncle Versie Ledbetter said, "Sir, you go right ahead and close your funeral home." But my friend and neighbor, Brother Zias, is dead. And I want you to know that we ain't going to leave him here by himself. So now you shut the front door and go on home, but I'm going to make two of my boys stay here with him all night. Clovis and Eugene Ledbetter, they're going to be here with him. Now they won't get in your way, they'll just be sitting here by my dead friend all night. Everybody left in about 30 minutes. Clovis could see a neon light on a beer joint over yonder across the road. And Clovis said, "Eugene, I believe I'll step over yonder and get us something to drink." And Eugene said, "I ain't staying here with him by myself." And Eugene said, "Clovis, I'll run over and get us something." Clovis said, "I ain't about to stay here with him by myself either." And said, "I understand there's four more down the hall." They sat there about another hour, and they could see that neon light on over there, and they got to smacking their lips, and their mouth got dry as cotton. And directly they decided they'd go to the beer joint and get them something to drink and just take a dead man with them. So they got him up, and one got on one side and one on the other. And they stood him up between them, and they started walking to the beer joint. Every now and then, they'd let the dead feller's foot drag in the middle of the road where people would think he was stepping right along with them. They went on in the beer joint and stood him up at the counter. Put one of them four-legged stools right behind him and wedged him in there, and there he was. Clovis was over here drinking, and Eugene is over here. The dead man was the best-dressed man in the whole beer joint. About that time, a fight broke out. Fist fight. Busting chairs over one another's head. And somebody took a fist and hit Uncle Zias right side the head and cut him a flip right out in the middle of the floor. Here come the police lining them up, handcuffing them, searching them. Clovis saw Uncle Zias in the middle of the floor, and he fell down there by him and put his arm under his head and commenced to screaming and crying. And he pointed at a fellow and said, "You killed him, you killed him. I saw you when you hit him, you killed him, you killed him." And the sheriff run over out of handcuffs the fellow that hit him. And the fellow said, "Sheriff, wait a minute. I did hit the fellow. But it was self-defense. He pulled a pocket knife on me." Thank you. God bless you. I love you.
Then I stepped inside. I asked that bouncer where I was. He said,
Bill sitting at the bar with a pistol and a change machine. He was throwing out quarters to a waitress named Star when I asked him if I could sing. He said, son, go ahead if you brought your guitar. Then he pointed to the backstage door. Said, we don't like original material unless it's been done before. Well, I hit the stage like a big mule train, told the house band to play and see. I sang of Tennessee Walls, Kentucky Rain, and the one about the bird is free. The lead guitar was like a chainsaw, that fiddle like a power drill. Honky-tonk, picking line dance kicking, raising back, sticking barbecue chicken, laundromat, bar and grill. Well, in the 10 short minutes I was up on stage, watched the biker punch cowboy's face, and with a perfect view I was witness to the destruction of the whole dang place. It was long neck stems and white fringe hems flying out of that dark saloon, and that mechanical pull was reduced in full to the safest place in the room. And that punch drunk cowboy showed his wife that his shirt was soaked in beer. Said, come down, honey, have another light, we can wash your shirt right here. Then the whole place stopped to thank me for booking my show with Bill. Honky-tonk, picking line, dance kicking, razorback sticking, barbecue chicken, laundromat, bar and grill. At Bill's honky-tonk, picking line, dance kicking, razorback sticking, barbecue chicken, laundromat, bar and grill.
Sometime you gotta go back down the road.
It's the next time it might be me, son. You don't owe me a dime. You see, the road you leave behind you is another road you're gonna have to come back down. It's just the way this big old world turns round. You'll find down the road you'd leave behind. The road you'd leave behind. Saddle road you'd leave behind. Down the road.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just 3 desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. In my mind, you're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different light, just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I know. Some things just don't show through tailored tweets. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your.
If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't wanna go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I just as soon stay home. my daddy's son. I'm proud of who I am. I went through a lot of good women and shook old Jim Beam can. If I never see the pearly gates, I've walked through the promised land. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I'd just as soon stay home. If they don't have a grand old Opry like they do in Tennessee, just send me to hell or New York City. It would be about the same to me. I got wild honey trees and crazy little weeds growing around my shack. These dusty roads ain't streets of gold, but I'm a happy right where I'm at. All these pretty little southern belles are a country boy's dream. They ain't got wings or halos, but they sure look good to me. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I'd just as soon stay home. If they don't have a grand old Opry like they do down in Tennessee, just send me to hell or New York City. It would be about the same to me. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I'd just as soon stay home. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I don't want to go. If heaven ain't a lot like Dixie, I'd just as soon stay home. If they ain't got a grand old Opry like they do in Tennessee, just send me to hell or New York City. It would be about the same to me.
The closer you get. I'm falling faster and faster and faster with no time to stop.
Oh yeah.
The closer you get, the further I fall. The closer you get, the further I fall. I'll be over the edge now in no time at all. I'm falling faster and faster and faster with no time to stall. The closer you get.
There's a hole in my heart where your love used to be. I've been falling apart since you walked out on me. You just can't understand what you're putting me through. You don't know what it's like to lose someone like you. There's a big empty space next to me on my bed. I just lie here awake, going out of my head. Barely just getting by is the best I can do. You don't know to lose someone like you. You're off somewhere, fading the town, so unaware how I'm breaking down. You say I'll be alright, but that don't make it through. You don't know
longing to the loving girl, we've made it all the way.
But for all the hunger in my eyes, the heart is half the pain. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. Ever since I met you, baby, you have done me wrong. You walk by and you shake that thing, and you know I'm not that strong. I wish you could have turned my head, left my heart alone. I wish you could have turned my head. I wish you could have turned my head, left my heart alone. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. Ever since I met you, baby, you have done me wrong. You walk by and you shake that thing, and you know I'm not that strong. I wish you could have turned.
Okay, that worked out pretty good. We're right on time. That'll make the tinker happy. Let me go check the chat room, see if anybody managed to stay up that long there. I think that pretty good selection of music. A whole bunch of them there we had never played before. It's not too often that I... thank you, Tebow. And good night. Wasn't too often I find... I don't look that often. I just put a bunch of good songs together, and sometimes they're ones we've played before. But I say about 80% of these, 75-80%, we've never played before. So that turned out to be a pretty good show. Nan's managed to make it in there late, but she's in there. So, okay. Well, we've got a weekend ahead of us here that we're going to be pretty busy with helping with... it's a little, they call it Vernon Day. There's a kind of a little fair thing going on here, a little get-together, and they have it every year about this time, so we always go over and help them out with that. And I guess that's about it this weekend. Jeanette Finicum and Mark Ayer are going to be down here 16th and 17th of this month, and if you happen to be in the area, we are going to have, it's going to be so good, I can't even tell you all the details of it right now, because we can't give it away, because there's some things going on in town here that would try to mess it up. So, but we have a remarkable Trump rally coming up here on the 24th of this month, and that'll be in Snowflake, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, we have got a lot of stuff lined up for that. It's going to be... going to be a heck of a deal. That's quite all right, Nan. I'm sure you had a good reason to be late, so I'll forgive you. Yeah. So, if you're around, come to Snowflake, Arizona on the 24th. Come to the radio. It's actually in Taylor, not in Snowflake, but they're one and the same, just about. It'll be at the rodeo grounds in Taylor on 24 August. I will be there all day for that. Okay. That's it. I'm out of here. We'll see you guys when? Monday, I guess.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night.